Nintendo 64 came out?
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, violence.
That was gnarly. I was 15?
Fighting age, but not convicting age.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have a lot of horrible ideas.
Pretty much every day. There's oil fires and frogs bouncing everywhere. Places burning down day one.
Hey, you stink, big man.
Hey, you stink, boy. You stink. We got frog burgers, and we got 6 different types of milk.
Hey, okay, take it easy, dude.
I run a chainsaw.
We're going to design the ultimate heist getaway vehicle. Pretty much dead.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
They're driving right now, Dave.
Not anymore.
They're driving. Crying.
They've wrecked.
Keep your hands on the wheel, except for right now. I want you to take them both off and comment about Dave being disgusting on the open of the show.
It's a nice make sure, Dave.
No, say
take your wheels, hands say, off the wheel.
Dave, we need you to resign.
No, we're not, doing Fire Dave 2.0.
It's resign, Dave. Like, Dave, just on your own accord, quit.
No, I am a partner this time. I cannot be impeached.
Yeah, but you can resign.
That's true.
You can. No, what'd you do to this? You'd put something in here. I feel weird.
I made too much food. Yeah, I've been making food since 5 p.m. yesterday.
And what'd you put in it, though?
Love?
No. I feel weird.
Thickness.
What is thickness?
I made a lot of thick dishes.
Is that MSG?
Probably. Every dish that I made was heavy.
You put MSG in Thanksgiving dinner here? How many dishes did you make today? Or in the last 2 days? 48 hours.
7?
Oh, God.
7, I believe.
What's wrong with you?
I made the turkey. I did the dressing. I did the mashed potatoes. I did deviled eggs. I did a peanut butter pie.
Stuffing.
I did
banana pudding. Stuffing.
Yeah, I think I said stuffing.
And I didn't
ham,
hear that.
And ham.
And a whole ham.
Yeah.
So you cooked a whole ham and a turkey.
Yep.
And then you made all this other stuff. I feel like you put Benadryl in it.
I put something in it. I think I just put too much of it into my body. Is what happened. But I mean, I think that's what you're supposed to do.
I don't know.
I think everybody does that.
Maybe. No. I had to like walk a lap.
I sat down and I almost couldn't move for a while. I think I became paralyzed for a bit.
Your ligaments froze Brent tattled on you.
Yeah.
He said you put 18 sticks of butter in that turkey.
I put a lot in there. That hole was stuck.
That's like 4.5 pounds of butter, Caleb.
I put a lot of butter in that hole, dude. And that's the key. That's how you make a nice, wet turkey, dude. You shove the hole in the pre-turkey cook before you put the stuffing in. You put 4 to 6 sticks of butter inside that hole. And it creates like a butter sauna. Inside.
No, you know? Dude, you might as well have poured milk in there.
No, that would have been awful.
You love milk.
Yeah, but not boiling hot milk inside of a turkey with seasoning, like thyme and
why
basil.
Not? Have you ever tried it?
Boiling hot milk with basil and thyme.
Did you see the turkey I was making that had the octopus in it?
Yeah, it had probably shrimp in it as well, too.
Yeah.
Shrimp stuffed turkey.
Yeah, turkey stuffed shrimp with crab meat. Imitation, though.
No.
But it's fine. I won that crab meat.
In a contest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I won 80 pounds.
In a barrel?
No. I mean, they just gave it to you in trash bags. And I didn't have a big enough freezer, so I just had to turn the air conditioning way down.
And just eat it fast.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, it seemed like it was staying just fine. There's no mold on anything.
Yeah, it's not
vacuum,
real.
It's vacuum sealed.
It's not real meat, so I don't think it can rot.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is. It might be 3D printed.
I think it is.
Imitation crab
meat? I think
they
said it's mostly fish that's colored.
They're just coloring...
Yeah.
How ridiculous
can
is that?
Can we find that out real quick, Dave? Can we?
Why
find
does
out
anybody
want imitation crab is made out? I feel like it's like a couple different fish, like tilapia.
It's like whitefish.
And whitefish, and then they just dye it.
Why?
Look like
why
lobster.
Is that a thing, though?
It's
why
weird.
Would somebody wake up and go, you know what I want? I want someone to give me fake crab meat.
Yeah, I wish I had crab. You know what? Maybe I'll just get a bunch of fish,
get some fake crab,
mush
meat,
it together,
and we'll paint it,
and then paint it red and white.
All right, so it's made with surimi, a paste made out of finely shredded or pulverized fish. After the fish is minced,
how do they make it taste like crabs? Then
that's what I'm wondering.
How do they make Kool-Aid taste like whatever color it is?
Powder flavored,
exactly. So it's just mushed up other fish.
I don't like
and
that.
And then
though.
Chemical flavoring.
I don't like that they can make fish tastes like crab.
That's what my whole point is why
I'm fine with powder.
Who woke up and was like, you know what we should imitate?
Crab. Yeah. I'm fine with a powder that tastes like cherries. I'm not fine with a fish paste pressed into a little
now imagine,
pinky.
You know, 8.5 pounds of this stuff shoved into a turkey.
No.
With some Old Bay.
No, I'm not gonna imagine that.
And some butter. That's my turkey that I'm making
awful.
For you next year.
I don't want it.
Yeah, it's called my, you know, I've got a good name for it.
Let's hear it.
I can't
Let's
tell
hear
you
it right
yet.
Now.
No, I can't tell you yet. I'm still, it's a good name. Okay, I'm trademarking it. I don't want anybody to steal it.
Yeah, don't cuss or say turkey names in the first 10 minutes.
I can't cuss nor, I don't think I've cussed yet.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think so. But everybody still has their hands off the wheel that's driving right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they're still typing about
You guys, Dave. Put your phone down real quick. Just take a pause
close your
break.
Eyes and just
close
your
eyes and hold the wheel yeah. hard. But yeah. keep your eyes closed.
Yeah.
I'm going to count for you. 3, 2. All right, you can open your eyes. Yeah, yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah.
In the back
oh, you're driving.
Are you still
on the freeway.
If you're still listening, great. You won. You won. The life.
You've won it all.
Life.
You've won 55 more
anyway,
minutes of our bullshit.
80 pounds of butter.
Yeah, yeah. You put
turkey.
A bunch of butter in it and it be, it like, what's the word? It's like it's like a steam. It's like a butter steam that goes up in all crevices, all the pores
so
of the turkey.
So you're turning butter into a gas.
Yep. And then the turkey just soaks it all up, all over, man. It's a very moist turkey.
It's like a sauna.
Yeah. Of butter.
Have you ever done this in our sauna?
Yeah, sometimes I put butter in there.
What?
That little.
Why are you putting butter in our sauna?
That little tray thing that
That's
you
for fucking
hung up
scents,
in there. Yeah,
dude.
I get rid of that.
Butter's a scent.
I put butter in there, dude.
So you're like fattening yourself up?
No, it's like an essential oil.
No, it's essential oil, dude. You're
trying to get girls to lick you?
I wish. They wish just that smell. You think butter is a good flavor for them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think girls love butter.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like a spritz of Old Spice as well.
Okay.
Yeah, where they're like once you like dry, it kind of hardens in your pores, and then they lick you, and they're
and you're just like, you look smooth.
God, he tastes like cream.
Tastes like movie.
Wow. Food. Can I take you home? It's the fastest you've ever sealed the deal. Dang. If a girl licks you and you taste of butter. If there's any, if the four females that listen to the show, could you comment too and let us know if you would appreciate
yeah,
a man that tasted of butter constantly.
Tasted of butter, yeah.
Yeah, or like, would you be happy if you were washing his laundry and it just smelled of butter?
You could
but imagine
the
like,
butter out.
Yeah, this is just stained.
What are these
it's like
stains?
Real crazy.
It's butter.
It's like, it's my butter.
It's the butter, all right? My body makes butter instead of sweat.
No, you're applying it.
No.
You're like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, you forgot.
Yeah, and then she finds a bunch of sticks that look like deodorant, but it's really butter, like in deodorant form, and you've just been applying it to
all
your
day,
skin.
Every day.
And it's just thick.
It's got to give you acne.
You're super...
smooth butter, dude.
Because it's all greasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're sick. You can't sweat right when your pores are full of butter. Dude. There's
you
no
do,
way.
There's bubbles.
Yeah,
because it's
and
trying
they
to get
burst.
Out.
It's just a bubble of butter that bursts with sweat and goo, old skin.
That would smell.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do this.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't think girls are gonna like that.
All right, we're gonna need to put that in the bad idea
pile.
Brent, are you keeping the bucket for the ones that we shouldn't revisit?
Yeah, if you could just
how full is that bucket? Oh, half full.
It's a 10-gallon bucket, though. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's 5 gallons worth of bad ideas.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And paper's thin.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like,
when we just do one fold, too. So, it's not taking up any room.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
We have a lot of horrible ideas.
Pretty much every day. So, yeah, don't do that one. But, you know, at least put the butter inside your turkey when you cook it, and then, you know. Thank
you
later.
Put too much, and you added MSG, dude. Why do I feel addicted?
No, it wasn't too much.
Why do I feel like I just ate at McDonald's?
That's your favorite. What are you talking about?
I know, but it makes me feel like shit every time.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you still love it, so we do a lot of things that we
I had
good
to.
For
I
us.
Had to get a McRib the other day.
I know you
it's
did.
Back,
I saw it,
dude.
Yeah.
It's back.
Did it ever leave?
Yeah,
this
it
last
was,
time
it was. It left for good.
I don't know. If
I was worried.
That.
I was worried because it left for good.
They did this once before, I think, when I was 8. They said it was gone for good, and then it came back like 5 years later.
This is a mean game they're playing.
Yeah, psych. Yeah. It's back again.
Oh, the McRib has to go get milk. It'll be right back.
Yeah. Why do they do that? What do you think? Like, what's the...
Maybe it's how long it takes him to get the ribs.
Get enough fake rib goo or whatever it is that they do.
I mean,
that.
It's cut like a rib.
Yeah. Why do they do that, though? Why do they do that?
It's aesthetics.
I don't like it, man.
Have you ever seen the sequel to Super Size Me?
No.
Where the guy opens a chicken restaurant. Mm-mm. And he, like, he does all this stuff that, like, the fast food industry is just notorious for doing dumb shit. So, like, even though he fried the chicken, if you paint black grill marks on it, you can call it grilled, and then people think it's healthier.
Mm. With, like, what kind of paint?
I mean, it's like food paint.
What?
Yeah, they got food paint. You got to put, that was part of his thing. You had to paint the grill marks on the chicken.
Whoa.
Dude, you've been
That's
lied
extra,
to.
That's extra, dude.
You've been lied to.
Yeah, I don't like it. You know, the imitation crab, the rib. I don't like how they just keep making. They just make goos out of leftover meats or just meats that aren't that tasty.
Well, at least with a rib, they're using pork, like ground pork, and making a riblet.
You think, like, that's all they use?
Yeah. Yeah. What are you looking at me like that? Is McDonald's an honest, healthy corporation? Yes.
Says who? Ronald?
Yeah, I'm friends with him, dude. Yeah. I text him.
Yeah.
Grimace co-signed.
He tickles me regularly with my shirt off.
Hey, what's going on with you and Ronald?
I believe him, dude.
I don't like this relationship you have with
jump
Ronald.
On the bed because he just shirt off.
Hold on. So I'm looking up the McRib.
Uh-huh.
And it's generally been made available for a short time each year in most markets where it is sold, typically during the fall, mm-hmm. although it is a permanent menu item in McDonald's restaurants in Germany. What the fuck? We won that war.
Yeah.
So Germany just gets a McRib forever.
Always.
And we somehow live in America where McDonald's was fucking started.
You're
it was started
in, the fall here.
In California, Southern California, I believe, right? First McDonald's?
I don't know.
Dave, you going to correct me?
No.
Please? I think it was in Simi Valley or...
I don't know. Didn't you watch The Founder? It's somewhere.
Yeah. It's the first McDonald's. It was two brothers. McDonald's brothers.
Can we start our own fast food restaurant where we make something?
Do we want to?
I kind of do.
If we started a fast food restaurant, I would only want two menu items. Hamburger, cheeseburger.
Hot dog. Oh.
Where was it?
Kansas. In Illinois.
Oh, wow.
We don't want no hot dogs at our restaurant?
No. That's Wiener Schnitzel's back, okay. You know?
But I want to do something where we just use some other meat goo and we shape it like something else.
Like a pork burrito?
Yeah, just something silly. That's
or like a fish burrito?
Like that?
Like we're just pumping fish into
our
like
fish
a...
fish sandwich is just a bunch of fish goo and we make it just look like a whole fish. Like we put it into the shape of a fish.
And it's just got a tail.
And it's all there. The eyes,
and there's an eye.
Yeah,
you got to put an eye in it.
Yeah. All of it's there.
What if we explore meats that people aren't really familiar with, like aardvark nuggets?
Yeah. Like, I don't, there's probably, it's probably not too illegal.
No.
Like, let's find a meat that's legal and we'll shape it into something
frog
silly.
Burgers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, there isn't a frog burger.
This is, like, I like frog legs.
Frog burger?
The same frog burger.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we do is we boil a whole frog.
Oh, why boil it? No. We're already starting off wrong.
It's just this, like, orange, red frog.
Like a venomous frog.
No, I mean, it turns orange you dump it into the boiler.
Like a lobster?
Yeah.
It changes colors like a lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's your burger. It's just got, it's just
its
a
arms
full
are
frog. It's like this.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Let's shape
and then,
some kind of burger.
And then
into
we
the shape
smack
of a
some horse meat cheese on there.
Yeah, I like the idea of a cheeseburger that's just a frog, like hanging off.
Dude, this
front
needs
back
to be our next billboard. Frog burger coming 2024.
But it's just the stamp. You're taking a bunch of other meats and you're shaping it to look like a frog, and he's just hanging off.
No, we're getting a real
frog. We're doing real frogs.
Yeah, real frogs.
I don't think we can do
that. Yeah.
I think we'd have to do some cleaning up.
Mamma mia.
That's let me just go,
I need 8 frog burgers. He's just dumping 8 frogs in the big pot.
Beating a bucket of frogs into the deep fryer. All right. They're jumping out screaming. They jump onto his face.
There's water going everywhere. Burning everybody.
Yeah, there's oil fires and frogs bouncing everywhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that place is burning first time, dude. That place is burning down day one.
Dude, you know where we could order like 800 live frogs a day?
I bet you they're from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, do you think we could sell 800 frog burgers in a day?
I mean, if we threw like a big event, had some billboards, like make it a charity event.
What if it's like the most awful thing you've ever been into, too? Like, I'm getting sick thinking about it.
Yeah, dude, do we clean these frogs?
Boil the frog when you bite in, it's just pond water that's hot.
It's pond water and grease, and then like frog guts. So, and like
all the organs,
gooey scale body, like slime body. So, yeah, none of that's good.
This isn't good.
Yeah, we can't do that. If we make a frog sick. Burger, we got to clean him right. We got to do it correctly.
I feel sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, the frog burger is a good idea. It would just be like a fish sandwich in a sense if we did it right. Just press a bunch of frog meat.
It has to look real.
Man, just looking like a frog would be hilarious.
Yeah.
With cheese on it.
Just having that thing. Like this would just be a great photo to make if we were to get a frog and just make it.
There's some big ones that bounce around here in the yard. We could put him on a bun with some cheese for a second for a photo. Just long enough for the photo. That'd be good.
Black Friday's tomorrow.
Man, they're just not like how they used to be.
Dude, there's no more. I wonder if that's intentional, though.
Yeah,
like, hey, why don't you see if like did the government get involved and be like, hey, you guys got to stop this Black Friday shit
because
like,
fighting.
Dude, like 2010, 2012, 2015, like you were watching fucking mob brawls.
Yeah, people
over Walmart, like
people were dying, like literally just dying in Walmarts and malls and stuff. Dude, when I was
trampled.
Yeah, when I was.
Well, that's because there was a reason, like. You weren't getting like 10 to 30% off like this bullshit sales. Like it was like 90% off of a TV crazy. And there are 6 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. $250 for this 50-inch. People are like, "What?"
What? Like and that was like those were expensive back
then.
Yeah,
dude, yeah,
they were like $1,200
plasma TV I had to finance. It was like $3,800. It was a 50-inch. You can buy like 8 of those for $200 at Best Buy.
The first thing I bought with my like first return check from college was a big TV. I bought a 55-inch, and it was like $1,000 back then. And
now, like what did everybody buy when they came back from their first deployment?
Yeah,
it's like you've got dipshits with a new overfinanced car and like the biggest TV they can afford in a 100 square foot barracks room.
Yeah,
yeah, that was it. But yeah, dude, I remember like people got trampled. Well, like also too. There used to always be like one toy everybody was after. Like, remember when Nintendo 64 came out?
Yeah.
Like, that was like violence.
That was gnarly. Yeah, you were talking about the Tickle Me Elmo, too.
Yeah, Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, that one. Everybody went nuts.
Beanie Babies. Wow. Like
so many people want the Tickle Me Elmo?
Who gives a fuck about a Tickle Me Elmo?
I mean, I guess for the babies, but like.
Yeah, but still, it's a fucking doll that goes.
Yeah, he was annoying as shit.
Oh, God, it was awful. Anybody that had one, I took the batteries out.
Yeah. I went with my mom and my sisters one time for when the PS3 came out.
Went to Black Friday?
Yeah, we did a Black Friday.
You went
Friday.
To the fucking Battlefield?
Yeah, because there was some bullshit that they wanted. I don't remember. Some woman stuff. I don't remember what it was. I was probably some
Spice Girls thing.
It was like candles or something. It was like something really lame, like candle and
soap. Oh, my God,
we're going
to get these candles. Yeah. And nobody was there for them.
Yeah, but we were at the mall and a fucking old lady stabbed a guy, dude. I don't know if it was like a crocheting needle or just a shank that she
like
had.
What kind of old lady are we talking about? How old are you? You're like 20 when PS3 came out?
No, I was maybe somewhere around there.
Yeah.
That was Xbox 360.
PS3 was 2006, November.
Yeah, so I was, that was 360 and PS3 were around the same time. So I was fucking 15.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. 15,
fighting age, but yeah, not convicting age.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. They couldn't have thrown me away. But yeah, dude, she fucking like shanked a guy and it looked like a spike. So I'm guessing it was like a fucking crocheting needle or something.
Oh, God.
But yeah, over at PS3.
How old was she?
Dude, she was old enough to carry around crocheting needles in her
that's
purse.
That's like 70s.
That's an older woman. Yeah, she was at least in the 70s, close to 80s. But there was no swiftness in her stab. So
was the pile getting low or did she stab like it was, just
it,
to make sure?
It was was unwarranted. There was plenty of PS3s. We were in line and some dude, I don't know if he was like trying to pass her or what, but she just had that needle out and was just like doing some like little jabs with it. We were like, whoa, is this real? Is this really happening?
And paramedics came and just freaking broke everything up.
He was just like, what the fuck, bitch? And she just like was, I don't know, doing some wee stabs.
He didn't even press charges.
No, yeah, it wasn't like enough to do like, to cause damage. It was just like, she like tried to do something, but she was far too like,
dude,
frail.
He may have gotten his car and passed out.
He may.
Like, she might have punctured a lung. She knew what she was doing.
Imagine she just killed this man.
Dude, yeah, she's probably a nurse.
Stabs, dude.
She's probably a nurse. Somebody that's going
to
do shit like that knows medical anatomy.
Yeah.
And was like going after a specific thing. Statue of limitations on that? 2005, probably.
I probably didn't care, man. She's old.
You couldn't recognize her in a lineup.
I could probably pick her out. Yeah. Yeah. She had.
Did
like,
you get a PS3?
Yeah. I got a PS3.
How'd you get one?
Because I was there, dude. This is a small town, dude. This is a small town. Like,
how long did you have to drive to even get this?
Like an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
You live in a holler. That's how it is, man. You gotta cross like three mountains to get to a Walmart.
Three mountains?
Yeah, scary mountains. Like, it's like one lane road. Curved mountains. If you come up
with
on
people
another,
that have lived there for the last 400 years that are all related to each other,
it's like one of us is going into the ditch. You have to do it. But yeah, dude, I got it because like it's still small town. Like people are going nuts, but it's plenty. There's
what are you
going
to do
them.
When you get home? Do you even have anything to plug it into?
Yes. I wasn't like living in a tree or like with dirt floors or something. But
did y'all have electricity back then?
Yeah, we had that shit. That shit ran on
what
coal
year did
and
you
gas,
get it?
Dude.
What year did you get electricity?
I think 2017 was when we got electricity.
We are super excited to have GhostBed as a sponsor. I have the GhostBed Lux mattress, and they make premium mattresses for a reasonable price. We're all about the jokes around here, but honestly, nothing is funny when you're sleep deprived. If you're waking up in a bad mood from tossing and turning on an unsupportive mattress, I highly recommend upgrading to a GhostBed. For over two decades, this family-owned business has been crafting premium, innovative mattresses with a focus on quality and cooling. Each bed in the GhostBed line is a reflection of years of craftsmanship and finished with materials like contouring, gel memory foam, and cool-to-the-touch quilted covers. They're also known for their excellent sales, which means you're paying a very reasonable price for a top-of-the-line product. Head on over to ghostbed.com/timeforpie and get 50% off site-wide now. And don't forget, 50% off and free shipping. That's ghostbed.com/timeforpie.
No, I had it all my whole life, thankfully.
Tim Montana didn't.
Really?
Tim Montana didn't get electricity until he was 18.
Huh. And he grew up in Montana?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In a mountain.
Yeah.
He's real, dude.
Just like in a mountain.
He's real,
like
dude.
Like a caveman.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Outhouse.
That's a fun way to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All he had was a guitar.
Look at him now.
There's no PS3s.
Yeah.
Was it an acoustic guitar?
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, too bad. PS3 was fucking cool.
Well, what game launched with PS3 back then?
Because
I remember getting my PS2 for Christmas, and that was Grand Theft Auto 3. That was like the turn of video games.
I'm wanting to say at least one that was really close was Infamous.
That sounds about right.
That was one that was like really close to the
I really think
PS3.
PS3 launched with like
Call of Duty 3.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Genji, Days of the Blade. Mm-hmm. Madden 07. Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Mobile Suit Gundam.
I remember that one.
Motorstorm.
Oh, yeah. Marvel Ultimate Alliance came with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, came
Need
with
for
a
Speed
lot of
Carbon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I played that one.
I think Infamous was the first game I bought for it. There was like a PS3 exclusive.
Tony Hawk's Project 8. I don't remember that one.
Huh.
Tony Hawk games got kind of
They got
rinse
silly.
And repeat after two.
Yeah, yeah, they got kind of silly. I liked the underground ones. Those were fun. Underground one and two. I had a good time with those. But yeah, about after that was when.
I mean, it just gets too difficult.
Yeah.
Like, even going back and playing the remastered Tony Hawk HDs 1 and 2, it, like, got to the point where it's like, this is too fucking hard.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here for 13 hours a day until I can mash buttons to get all these combos. It's like, dude. I just want to skate, man. I just want to digitally skate.
Just let me do it, dude. Please stop making me do all this. I'm so tired. But yeah, that was a fun, wild time.
And then Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater came out on 3, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually had that.
Or was that 2?
It was on 2, PS2, yeah.
So then 4 came out on 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 4 was like groundbreaking.
Pretty cool, yeah. That was a wild one. That was when he was, it was like Guns of the Patriot. Was that what it was? Snake. Old, yeah. Yeah. Man, Snake Eater. I'm really excited for that. That remake, that's going to be a real good time.
I hope they do good.
I do too. I have a good feeling that they're going to do good for it. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to play the hell out of that. Probably try and stream it a bunch too if I can.
So was that just like your Christmas present early then? If you just went to Black Friday and bought the PS3, so then you just had it for all of Christmas break? Like instead of having Christmas morning, you're just like playing PlayStation 3?
Yeah, that was part of my Christmas. And then I just got like some, you know, like clothes and like a couple of, I think I got Infamous for Christmas.
And some controllers.
Like like all the add-ons and some, you know, your Christmas outfits and stuff like that. The classic cologne little box that's
Is that
some,
your sisters get you that?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Hey, you stink, big man.
You stink, boy.
You stinking. You keep clogging up the damn toilets with their big shits.
Oh, dude. My for real fucking nightmare as a child. Oh,
just digging
dude,
that septic
so
line
out. Furious, man, so furious. And yeah, like the day it was so bad, it was pouring rain outside, and I was having to dig up the whole like septic line. Just me and my brother-in-law, and we were like tracing it, looking for like where it was fucked up. Dude, it was a nightmare. It was an all day thing.
And here you are, 20 years later. Yeah. And now you have like a farm of weird animals that you constantly break things and get loose.
Yeah.
You just signed up for more.
Yeah. Now it's just even more wild. It's a different thing. Because then, it's not
at least
as
you're not,
awful. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine your sisters like the sisters from Cinderella.
in a way.
Clean our stuff, Cinderella.
And they're just like, it was just kind of like that because I was the boy, and it was like, oh well, he's got to do this shit. We're all women. We're not touching the shit. My mom would do all of it. Mom would usually be the first one doing crazy shit, and like digging fucking sewage lines and like running water hoses from the inside out of them. So she was always and still does that kind of shit, like always out in the yard.
She can fix the house.
Yeah. She builds shit and like fixes shit. Yeah, she's like a...
Did you guys have a backup outhouse?
No.
That's too bad.
Nope, yeah.
We have one now.
Yeah. You just leave that there forever.
We could.
Yeah.
I think it's like $18 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
nice.
A good deal.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
We could tape a bunch of porn to the whole inside like
That'd
Billy Madison
funny.
Did.
Yeah, just make a little J-O.
Little J-Shack?
Yeah, the J-Shack.
Like Billy Madison?
Yeah. Man, have you ever jerked off in a porta potty?
Yeah, I was deployed, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever talked into a microphone?
Have we?
Sorry.
Have we already talked about this? I think we did, didn't we? Jerking
probably.
Off in porta potties?
Yeah.
I think we did.
That's like, probably a segment somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere we did.
Back in the archives.
Yeah.
I don't know. Take your hands off the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Scroll back,
find the timestamp, comment on this,
and
on
say,
this
yes,
video.
You did talk about this.
And here is where it is, stupids.
Man.
I saw a lot of commuters commenting this week. It was good. I like that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's nice.
Letting us know that you're listening on the commute. I like seeing it.
That they would. This is the first name they want to hear on their Tuesday mornings.
Some of them say they look forward to this day.
Hey, awesome. That's what
and
we want.
And they get to hear about frog burgers.
Yeah, possibly coming to a new burger joint near you.
Oh, God.
That's all we have, frog burgers. Sorry, we've only got, we just have a fucking slew of frogs we had to get rid of. We got frog burgers, and we got 6 different types of milk. That's it. There's no
soda. What kind of milk?
There's no sodas. There's no water. There's just
no
milk.
Ice.
There's no ice.
It's just milk.
The milk's cold, though. So
no, the milk's warm.
You can wash
warm.
Down that frog real easy with milk.
What kind of milk is there outside of regular and chocolate?
Well, I mean, you have your regular. We're going to have some whole milk. We'll have some skim for the people that
some
are trying
thin
to.
Thin milk?
Yeah, some thin. Well, you know what? We'll even throw in some fucking almond milk just for the people.
Just for
who
the weak ones?
Themselves.
You can throw some goat in there. Yeah. Goats
you
of milk.
You can do some goat milk in there. Yeah. I mean, if we got all this frog, we got goat milk.
Oh, God.
Yeah, goat milk and frog burgers. Oh, that's like.
Goat milk and frog burgers?
It's like.
I'm going to be sick.
This is like something like a plague happened somewhere, and this is all that they have.
Two more milks.
We'll do chocolate.
Chocolate.
Throw a chocolate in there, and we got to have a really wild one for that last one. Let's make it something silly. Let's make spicy milk.
Mustard.
Mustard milk.
Mustard flavored milk.
Oh, yeah.
It's yellow.
Yeah, that'll go good with the frog
it's
burger.
It's yellow milk.
Yeah.
What the hell is
mustard
in that milk?
It's mustard.
It's mustard milk.
You put a little bit of mustard in this milk. Why? It just really compliments the frog.
It really compliments the frog. Try it.
Go ahead.
No. Just biting into
it
a
would
boiled
it.
Frog,
the
dude.
Vinegar that's in. There's vinegar in mustard, right? Like,
what if you just
use
powdered mustard?
Oh,
what? You could do it. It'd be yellow milk.
Yeah,
let's
might,
try and make
might be
this.
The only way you
this
get
is another
to
one of your
it.
Challenges.
Yeah, because I think you would will it milk. That's
will it
that's
milk?
A video. That's a video we got to do soon. That's next week's video. Will
oh
it milk?
My. God.
We're going to make Will It Milk next week, and you're going to be a part of it now.
Oh, my God. Dude, Heather has to, too.
Yeah.
We're going to make her
milks.
Throw up.
Yeah.
We're going to make her gain 30
yes,
pounds and throw up.
Yes. We're going to – let's just make milk, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to just get a bunch of stuff from the grocery store.
Ton of powders.
Yeah, and just different stuff, and we're going to see what kind of milk we can make.
Will It Milk?
Yeah.
Will It Milk? Will It Milk?
I don't think that's been done before. Let me see if there's anything that says Will It Milk as soon as I type it up. Will It Milk?
I think we're free and clear.
Ooh, Good Mythical Morning
good Mythical
did
Morning
it.
Morning already did it.
What?
Yeah, they already did Will It Milk, yep.
Good Mythical Morning?
Yeah, I can't do
did,
that.
Did they try mustard milk? See, here's the thing. We could have a better idea. If they just said Will It Milk, maybe they're milking animals.
They're making Cheeto milk and stuff like that.
See? They even went a step further and it's Will It Milk Shake.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, they've done too many of them. Okay, so I can't do that then.
Darn it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll come up with something else.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe we should just give Heather mustard milk.
Yeah. Here, try it.
Hey, try it, and let's give it to her
it's thick,
in a baby bottle.
She has to suck it through there, dude, because it's going to be thick, man. The vinegar isn't going to make it curdle.
We're not using vinegar. I told you we use
powdered
mustard. It's just yellow powder.
I don't like the sounds of this.
Dude, why?
Hey, you know something? One of my favorite things about living here in Texas, though?
What?
H-E-B, of course, but their milk selection.
Oh, God.
Dude, in real life, though, anyone else? I'm sure we got plenty of listeners here in Texas. Man, let me know. I don't know what the name of the brand is, but it comes in the glass jars. Let me know your favorite flavor of milk from there, dude. Mine's root beer.
What?
Yes, their root beer milk.
What is wrong with you?
Fuck, it's so good, dude.
God.
But right now they have a holiday one out that's butter pecan, and it's just
okay, that's
like,
better than root beer.
It's no, dude, it's just like a root beer float.
Butter pecan milk. I don't want a root beer float in
Why
milk.
Why not? You don't want to be like a
milk.
Cowboy? Yeah.
No, the
cowboys love root beer floats,
dude.
Yes,
they root beer floats were like
it's
the 1950s.
Molasses. Come on. They
no,
love
that's
that
1950s.
Shit.
It's like literally Back to the Future type shit.
Probably, but they loved that root beer.
No cowboy ever had a root beer float.
And they probably did. They probably mixed some root beer with their milk.
No, I'm going to call a cowboy.
Go ahead. See what he's
saying. Oh, I will.
He's going to be like, yeah, my grandpa loved root beer floats, dude. He's 1,000 years old.
No.
Yeah, easy, man. But, dude, they have blueberry, they have strawberry, pumpkin spice, butter pecan.
Yeah, blueberry, strawberry, understandable. Butter pecan, delicious. You're kind of pushing it. Root beer, you're a fucking psychopath.
No, dude, no. I remember the last time I got it, some woman in the checkout line judged me, and I was like, no. I was like, she's like, I'm not really a fan of milk. I was like, well, then your opinion does not matter here, bitch. Then do not talk to me about milk, whore. And then I walked out with my milk and
That's what you said?
Yeah, I said it all. I looked her right in the eyes. I said, do not talk to me, whore, about milk.
Whore.
Yeah. I
said, in Bernie's HEV. You were fucking up a Bernie mom, dude. A Bernie mom.
She was young. She didn't know shit about milk.
I was saying last night, I was thinking about in the Bernie Facebook group, like trying to start a Bernie Ashley Madison, but it's not anonymous.
Okay.
So it's just like soliciting people that want to cheat.
Do it.
It's a horrible idea.
Just do it.
But they're gonna reject it immediately.
Maybe.
Like, hey, we're holding a meeting for people that want to join the Bernie Ashley Madison.
And also hold a casting call for Rotate.
I saw a lot of comments about Rotate.
It's not cheating, it's acting.
Yeah, that's
come
acting.
Come on, honey. This isn't cheating. I'm just acting.
No, they have
to get an award.
You have to join it too.
Yeah.
You're part of this.
We have to practice making out, honking your tits. Like, we have to practice it. It's for the show.
It's for the show.
Yeah, I got to make sure, I got to check their honkability. Like, that's how you check.
You got to give
a
it
show.
A honk score.
You got to test. You
gotta we got
test
a honk
it.
Meter. Yeah. But yeah, that'd be fun. You do that. Yeah, just rile them up. See what they say.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I've got that, and I'm gonna do the. I'm gonna make a fake proposal that I'm trying to propose that we section off a portion of Bernie Lake for large appliance and crude oil dumping.
Okay.
And be like, hey, I'm taking this to city council. Does anybody want to sponsor it with me? And then watch them all implode.
Excuse me, what?
Wait, you're trying to section off part of Bernie Lake to dump oil in it? Yeah. Come on. It's a great lake.
Yeah.
We could store
I've got
so
too much oil.
Oil.
I don't know where to put it.
We could store so much oil here.
I've been burying it in my yard. In everything keeps dying. All my dogs die.
I need to put this oil in the lake.
My wife is sick and the dogs keep dying. I keep burying it under the house and everybody's
sick.
What
am I supposed to do with all this oil?
I've been flushing it down the toilet.
You know how busy Take Five is? Like, dude, they need a place to put that oil.
How much trouble do you think you're getting in if you just flushed oil down your toilet?
First
like off. Like a drum of oil. Should we try it and see what happens? Like, we just order a.
We're on a.
let's just order a drum of oil and then just pump it directly into the toilet.
We're on a septic tank. The only person that's going to be affected is.
We'll try to Prince Place.
We'll do it.
As soon as we get into his house, before we put any furniture.
You get this on his credit that he was evicted from an apartment the first week because he was dumping oil down the toilet.
It's just like dirty oil, dude. It's got pieces of metal.
Yeah, you go to like Take Five. You're like, give me your catch tank. Like, what are you doing with this? Oh, don't worry. We're just dumping it down the toilet.
I'm dumping this shit down the toilet, dude. Nobody will ever see it again.
Don't worry, dude. I got this.
Don't worry, dude. I don't have to get rid of it.
No, dude. We got it.
Yeah.
Just that on his record, like where he goes, he's going to another apartment. And they're like, we called the Legacy Apartments and they said that you were evicted in 4 days for dumping oil.
It's a 100-gallon drum of oil. I didn't know where else to put it. The dogs were getting sick back home. My wife got sick.
Everybody was sick, dude. Yeah. I just needed to get it down the toilet.
Yeah.
And then, like on the other end, though, is you've got the guy that's at the treatment plant that's like watching the intake that's coming in. And he's like, well, I ain't never seen this shit before. Yeah. What's going on here? All the screens
it's on
are clogged.
Fire. Yeah. It's a fire start. Everyone's toilet explodes.
They burn Bernie's sewage plant to the ground, and it's they can't build another one for like fucking months.
Yeah,
so no one can
slowly
flush.
Burn.
Yeah, So there's just hundreds and thousands of porta potties delivered to the city of Bernie. You single-handedly like fuck this whole city up.
I mean,
and you get everybody to sell their homes, and then when it was all said and done,
we sweep in.
Yeah, we're just here.
We own Bernie.
Yeah, that's it. This is the fucking we will own Bernie.
Dude, we just go. We rent. This is like some Fight Club stuff, man. We put it together. We'll just rent like 20 apartments for a short period of time, and we just dump 100 gallons of oil into each apartment complex.
And we'll send Brent down to the treatment center and start throwing matches into the drum.
We'll get him. He'll get a job there.
We can dress him up.
We'll send him to college to learn like the treatment plant stuff.
Or we could forge.
Yeah,
the documents. Yeah. Like I could Photoshop his college degree.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
easy.
Be fun too.
I've got a degree from Josh Hopkins.
Yeah, we'll get him a fake mustache too.
Yeah,
like, I want that. Yeah, yeah. Like a
I'm
good
a medical
one.
Doctor.
Yeah, you know. Speaking of just to cut off of that for a second. Speaking of just learning to put big mustaches, and I've been thinking about doing this thing where I get a new hairstyle every month, and I go get it professionally installed, and it's like one of the really nice wigs.
Why are we doing this on the show?
I thought it would be funny.
Oh my
if I
God.
Like one day I just come back and I have a black beard and black eyebrows and like a really nice long black full head of hair, and I'm just a different person for a month. And then the next month, you know, maybe I have like long braided like Viking hair that's just like really long, like just insane. And then one day I come back and I have like a red mohawk or something. It's just each month it's different, but it's professional, so it looks real.
Why aren't we doing this?
I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't.
You should.
I should.
You've got the head for it.
Yeah, there's nothing there. I got a whole canvas, blank canvas.
Yeah.
That I could just be putting all these cool hairstyles on.
Yeah, crazy hairstyles, too.
Yeah, just silly all the time.
Yeah, like one time you
dreads.
Did a clown.
Just a huge red afro.
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, no. Red afro.
So yeah, like cartoon like, red.
Yeah, like he looks like Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, like a demon.
And he just wears yellow shirts.
Yeah. That's me for a month.
And he just wears, it's a yellow shirt with white letters that say P-H-U-C-K.
Okay.
People are like, what? You're like, I'm Fuck the Clown.
Of Asian descent.
Honk, honk. I can't believe we're about to take over Bernie.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I think you and I should run for mayor.
I mean, who's going to stop us once we own it?
No, I mean, we should put the billboard up. That's the next billboard is us running for mayor.
Damn.
Co-running for mayor?
Yeah, co-running.
Co-mayor.
Because this job is large.
Mm-hmm. And we need two large boys
to
run this town.
Yeah.
This is a large town
of Bernie.
Large job, large boys.
Large boys. Large town, large job, large boys.
Vote for us.
Vote
together.
For us together.
I'm just like, what?
This billboard is.
Yeah, it's an electronic billboard.
No. Hold on.
This one plays a commercial. It plays that.
I mean,
we
could probably drop these commercials off to places like Sauced and just have them loop them.
You think they would?
Yeah. I mean, we've patroned enough in that place that they would be like, yeah, we'll play you guys' commercial.
Yeah, sure, we'll throw that.
Or we could have the campaign launch party there.
What if we just pay for like a singular TV setup in each of these places, and we just run what we want on each TV.
We could.
Yeah. How much do you think they'd charge us a month just to have a TV that plays things that we like on it?
We would. We need to ask Sauce to this.
Yeah. Hey, we want to put our own TV up in here.
That just plays
things
our
that we
ads.
Make. Yeah. How much would that cost?
Because if it's digital, dude,
that'd be funny.
We could have things that are so fucking crazy up there.
Sure,
we have horse meat brand cheese.
Yeah.
Just fucking frog burger.
Yeah, frog burger, dude.
Like everything.
Welcome to Frog Burgers.
Welcome to Frog Burgers.
Yeah.
Home of the frog burger.
Yeah.
Take your order.
Dude, just biting into that bloated, boiled frog and it just squirting pond
hot
water.
Fucking
hot pond water.
And grease just all in your fucking mouth.
Oh,
dude.
God. And slimy skin and bones.
And that, you know, that skin's getting stuck to the roof of your mouth.
And you got
to
chew
hot.
The bones like through the shoulder blade and the rib cage. Just
Yeah, you're chewing on those things. Man.
Yeah, that'd be, go ahead and take your hands off the wheel right now and close your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and close them again.
Close your eyes, and I want you to do this by just feeling your iPhone and comment on the video.
Mm-hmm.
Yay for Frog Burger. Now keep your eyes closed. Use the sounds around you in the traffic to guide you where you're going. And in 3, 2, 1, go ahead and
come
resume
back to
driving.
Us.
Yep.
If you're still listening, congrats.
Congrats, you're still alive.
Yeah, you made it again.
You are one of the Lord's chosen ones.
Yeah, you are absolutely chosen if you've done this both times.
Yep, we are telling you right now. Yeah. Like, this is it. This is how we find you.
Yeah.
I mean, seeing all the comments this last week shows me that doing our first Time for Pie live event is going to be phenomenal. Because
where are we going to do this at?
I always probably do it in Austin. It's an easy place for people to get to. It's easy for us to go there.
You think?
Or maybe we do it in Bernie. Because once this billboard goes up, I mean, Bernie's going to be our biggest place.
When we look at our analytics and stuff, does it show where most of our listeners are from?
Let me check.
I mean, you said there was fucking people in Finland.
I mean, that's cool. That's
and remember that guy commented on the video. He's like, "I'm the listener from Finland," because you said there's one from Finland.
I wonder if
it's
like,
it's me. It's me. It's me. It's that's me. That's me. I'm the only one in Finland that knows who you are.
It's me.
He needs to do a better job telling people.
Yeah, he should spread the word.
Yeah, you know, Andy Frisella says you got to pay your dues.
Mm-hmm. Pay those dudes.
Pay the dudes. Oh, is that what he says?
Maybe
pay those dudes.
Pay the dudes.
Okay.
Dudes paid.
Well, we don't know who the dudes are.
Yeah.
But
you pay them though.
Yeah. Share the show.
Can we make that a shirt? Just dudes paid.
I wanted to for a while.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
That's a really funny time for
dudes
a pie
paid.
Show. Yeah. Dudes paid. Bam. Yeah.
I mean, it's our workout line.
No, yeah. Dudes paid. And they're like, what does that mean? It's like, I paid off my trainer to just say that I went. Dudes paid.
Okay. So we are
13%.
Of our listeners are in Texas.
Okay. Wow.
That's going to be probably the mass.
That's good.
Majority.
Coming in a somewhat close second is 10% are from California.
Whoa. Who are all these people in California that are secret, secret cool people living in a horrible state?
I mean, California, Oregon, and Washington are all the same. It's just that little sliver closest to the ocean is the shitheads.
Man, they're beautiful.
And then the rest of the state is just
like normal
angry
people.
That they're associated with them.
Yeah, true. Like, hey, dude, that's true.
I know how to run a chainsaw, man. Don't confuse me with them.
Hey, take it easy, dude. I run a chainsaw.
I know how to run a chainsaw.
Yeah.
I live in the fucking redwood forest.
Oh, that's great.
I'm a logger.
I will drop that tree on any chipmunk you show me.
Yeah.
Fucking blast.
Loggers would be badass. You're starting a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, it's the YouTube channel I've always had, but, like, I just never really did a whole lot of long bit at all.
Yeah.
Like, really. So I decided to, you know, why not? I'm already doing this stuff, and I'll have the means and opportunity to make longer videos now. So, yeah, I posted the first one last week. Next one goes up tomorrow.
Friday.
Yeah.
And then this will be up Tuesday, so you can go watch this video.
Yeah, this will be up Tuesday, so go check out my video and let me know what you think. We're going to start. This one's just kind of more of a vlog-ish type video, this one. But yeah, it'll be a mix of just a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it was us building the range.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, working on the range, then testing it out, doing some goofy shit.
Trying out some new guns.
Yeah. Trying out a handful of guns. Brent doing some fun editing and silly shit. So yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll film something new next week that won't be range related. Just kind of keep it, you know.
Sandwich challenge.
Yeah, what, that's
day in the life. What it's like to work with Heather.
Yeah, that could be funny.
That would actually be funny, especially if you guys wrote it and it's just like super ridiculous.
Yeah, looking for bones and things like that. We're like constantly. Like,
all right, from 2 to 3,
veering off the road to pick up dead animals.
From 2 to 3 is cry time. What's cry time? Well, it's exactly what it sounds like.
And it's like loud crying. Like, oh my god,
are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm
What's
fine.
Wrong with you, dude? This cry time.
Oh, all right. It's
Stop
healthy.
Interrupting.
This is healthy.
This is healthy.
These are healthy cries.
This is what keeps my abs.
Oh, okay. Smart. Yeah.
Super smart.
That'd be fun.
There's so much we could do,
dude,
with your channel.
Anything and everything. That's my content in general. I don't do just one thing, so I don't want my YouTube channel to be one.
I think
thing.
I want to switch mine over to just be the Black Rifle Garage, BRG.
Sure.
And that's it. It's all motor related, whether it's the dirt bikes or the miniature Jeep that we have. That thing's cool as hell.
That is cool.
Should do a whole review on that thing.
You should jump it. You should. You should be able to jump somewhere here.
You want me to jump the Jeep?
Yeah.
The children's Jeep.
Are you scared?
Was it you that showed me the dude out of Utah that did like a fucking ridiculous road trip on one of those baby Jeeps?
No. I haven't seen that.
That's cool.
Who showed that to me? Anyway, somebody showed that to me, and someone took one of those Jeeps. They started in Salt Lake, and I think they went past the Salt Flats, and they tried to, like, loop down through all those missile ranges you can't go into, and then had to, like, turn back and come out all the way around. But it's this dude that, like, he usually is on a motorcycle, and he does, like, these insane road trips on a motorcycle. But he went, like, thousands of miles on a fucking little baby Jeep like yours.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it was. It's cool. He hated it.
Like, I mean, you're just awful. Like, yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh, I'll drive for a day and grab a hotel. Like, he set up a tent next to the baby Jeep and, like, slept in anthills and shit.
Had to gas that thing up a lot.
Like, probably every hour.
Yeah. Because
well, I think he had, like, a jerry can with him.
Well, you're going, like, 20 miles an hour, so that ain't crazy bad.
Well, it has no suspension, so he was getting beat up the whole time.
Mine has good suspension, but it's not good for jumping. Like, I don't want to break it. It's the kid's Jeep.
Let me make a tiny
They Jeep. Drive it fucking four times a day.
Oh. That's a lot of driving.
I believe you. There's so many things for them to drive.
You're like, I haven't seen them on that since the day you brought it home.
First day?
Yeah.
Day one.
Yeah, there's too many things to drive.
Yeah.
They got the dirt bikes and the quad.
Yeah,
the Jeep and the Razor.
Yeah, a lot of them. All the tiny motorcycles, all the electric bikes.
Electric bikes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Forgot about those.
Yeah.
What happens when they can reach the pedals on the real cars?
Shit gets
scary.
They can
drive the cars.
Yeah. That's when shit gets scary, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have her. I'll probably have her in the Fiesta by the middle of next year.
Is she tall enough even?
She could be.
You boost your seat.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. We could build a special seat.
I'll get her to be able to drift the corner.
That'd be awesome.
Just taking out the fence.
Just set up one of the cars now with, like, the handicap hand controls.
Yeah.
So they don't even need the
just hand drive.
Yeah, they don't even need the pedals. Just get them into it now.
That'd be cool.
I'm taking her on a rally.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that.
She's gonna co-drive.
Yeah.
In the Fiesta.
Wow. Oh yeah, she could co-drive like a sprint because you already know the course.
Yeah. Well, I'll give her the notes.
Okay.
That's the funny part.
Yeah.
Is hearing a baby go left three.
If you want to hear crest. What baby sounds like, just listen to anything with KJ.
Right two, Titans, one, 200.
Yeah.
Left four. Like, I want to hear this. I want this recording. And yeah, it's going to give KJ, this will be the first time somebody smaller than KJ in a rally car.
That's just that'd be a freaking cool video.
Yeah.
In general.
That'll be one that, like, it does good.
Princess child.
Yeah, tiny
car.
Tiny.
Yeah, giving you all the...
Well, I need to get Dave down here because we are... One of my first videos for Black Rifle Garage is we're going to design the ultimate heist getaway vehicle. Oh. And then we're going to build it. We're gonna rent the Coda racetrack and have Austin PD try to
the Declaration
of Independence. I like how you walked me there.
Yeah.
I wonder if that puts us on some.
That's your idea.
That's my idea. Did I just get put on a list?
Yeah.
I hope I don't.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not on a list.
Bank robbing vehicle, and the first thing you said was you wanted to steal the Declaration of Independence. So I'm just here, man.
I don't think that's how this went down.
Oh. That's what it felt like.
No, we're gonna go on Coda and we're gonna have the police chase us.
And shoot at you.
No.
Come on.
Come
why
on,
not?
Come on.
This is a driving so scenario. It's not boring.
Well, they can shoot at you a little.
I mean, we can ask the track, okay, but I have a feeling the track has
there's
insurance
be a
issues.
Yeah, if there's a
with
crowd,
the police, wait, they're shooting at
ricochet.
You.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously not on like the straight in front of the pit row, but like on the far end of the track, sure.
It's not pow, pow, pow.
Yep. Nothing going through.
Only small bullets.
Kind of like when you were shooting. When I was jumping the Razor?
Yeah, dude.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, you were flying over, and then I was trying to just shoot as many as I could under you.
That wasn't safe.
That didn't happen, though. That's actually a joke.
That's a joke.
Just so everyone knows. That was a joke.
But we fixed the problem.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
Because we have a nice range.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
I think we need to put some stones out there.
Some stones?
Some retaining wall.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking cement stones.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Some gravel.
Yeah, make
picnic area.
Yeah, we'll get a couple picnic tables over there.
Probably a vending machine or something.
I think we need to do a camping trip.
Just somewhere or over
there? No, at the range.
Oh. I mean, that'd be easy.
Once we put the picnic tables and the fire pit in.
Yeah.
Because then we could take the girls camping.
Yeah.
Speaking of sleeping at the farm, how's the house doing?
Well, I mean,
they came and checked it out.
The donkey milk shits.
Yeah.
They got the majority of that cleaned up. It's stained.
It is stained
with shit and milk piss. Shit. Yeah.
Donkey milk shit sinks into wood grain.
Yeah, they're pretty
especially when it's untreated.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty confident that they can sand it, though, from the way they were talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just like top level stain.
Yeah. So they're going to see. He said he's going to sand it a bunch and see what it looks like, do the rest of the floor in the kitchen, get all that going. And that's apparently a pretty big crew, and they know what they're doing.
You had to hire a crime scene cleanup crew.
Yeah, that was my next question.
It's like, did any contractors turn that one down?
No, he was like, we got a special crew for that.
Yeah, they clean up crime scenes.
Because they go to like places like this regularly. They're like places that have burned up.
Barf and blood.
Crazy shit. Okay. Yeah.
And corpses. Yeah, like they put them all in the bags and stuff, or they cut them up and get them into the bags.
Eat them, like whatever. What? They get rid of them.
Melt them?
Oh. Well, this might have been an easy job for them. It's like, oh, it's just animal
food. Oh, it's just a bit of donkey poop. Shit.
Oh, it's fine. Easy. I've got a respirator.
She said she could see them on the cameras most of the day. Like anytime they would go in and out for something, they would like stop and play with the donkeys and pet the sheep and stuff, and then go back in and work for a couple hours. And so they didn't seem like they were upset or held a grudge over having to clean their shit. So.
Well, I mean, when that's your business.
Yeah.
The donkey literally
the worst
got them out there for a paying job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
The worst
be nice
it is, the better your single job's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah. And that'll be a nice place over there when it's done. That bathroom that in the kids' room is really killer.
Well, I mean, the kids' room sleeps like 40 people.
It's pretty wild.
We could hold a boys' night over there.
Yeah, you
could
start a cult in that room. You could start an orphanage
because
over there
could be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the loft.
Yeah, 6 in the loft.
6 in the loft.
Yeah,
dude, we could have a whole party.
Yeah,
all night.
Put 6 in the loft or 6 and a loft.
6 and a loft, like a king bed. Yeah. So you could have 7 in one room.
Yeah,
there's 6 bunk beds.
Yeah, and each bunk bed is a queen.
Is a queen size bed.
Yeah, right. I've seen the room. I just didn't count all the beds.
It's crazy.
Pretty wild.
See, we should go camping soon.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll bring everybody. We'll get an invitation. Like, you just have to have your tent and your supplies.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
That would be funny because now's the time to do it when it's cold.
Yeah.
Because we can sit by a fire.
And enjoy it and not
and
sweat.
Like, be, yeah, you don't want to do this when it's hot.
No. I hate being in a
This is a great video, though.
Yeah,
could be. We go camping.
Yeah. And we're just at the range.
Yeah. I mean, we're in the woods.
Yeah, technically.
Is it still camping if you own the land?
Maybe. I mean, there was a country singer that got lost on his own land.
It's pretty funny.
I mean, that's kind of a stretch calling
kind of
country.
Embarrassing, unless it was like thousands of acres.
No, it was like 60.
Oh.
What? He had to call the paramedics.
Was he old?
Dave, look it up. Nope. It's somebody.
Yeah, I get the guy's name.
Somebody pretty. You'll know exactly who it is. Like, I mean,
60 acres.
Yeah,
that's the farm.
Yeah,
and he got lost on
there. Yeah, lost.
Kane Brown.
Oh, what a bitch! That's hilarious. What?
Yeah, you had to call like the fucking paramedics and shit. I don't know, man.
So that's what throws me though. Is like, if you have cell signal, you have GPS signal. Use the fucking phone that you're on to be like, oh, this way.
Dude. How old is this guy?
Trust me, I don't get it either.
He looks like late 20s, 30s maybe.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn. He got
roasted quite a bit.
Yeah, I was like, okay, like, he's like
especially
early
20s. From old school country people that are like actual farmers and stuff. Like, what?
They did crazy shit.
Like, you got lost in Nashville on 60 acres?
And you called the paramedics?
They had to come find you. Search and rescue had to find you. They had to walk like 200 yards. They're like,
they probably pulled up to his house.
They're like, all right, where are you?
Kane saw him.
Over like, here.
Hey,
okay,
turn around.
It.
Hey,
Kane, turn around. And he's like on his phone crying. He turns around. He's like, oh,
thank God. Oh, thank you guys God. Found me.
I thought I was going to starve out here. That might just be a mental problem, dude.
That's the thing. You can't make that up.
Yeah.
Like, you think that sounds.
Can we get some people from the chat to send Kane Brown a helmet? If you could do that, that'd be great. Something's wrong there, dude.
It says it says Magellan. Yeah. We should have him
get a GPS on that helmet
painted that says Magellan.
Yeah.
Send it to him.
Yeah.
I've seen him before in Nashville. He came into a place me and Jason Rao were hanging out. He came in and picked up a to-go order of food.
Man, I mean, I can't name any of his songs. I probably know them if I heard them.
Yeah, but he's pretty pop country.
Yeah, man, that sucks. That was really just a super embarrassing thing to happen.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Maybe he needs to come hang out with us for a little while and we'll man him up.
Yeah, maybe we teach him how to navigate in the woods.
There's a shitbag little YouTuber that I hate him so much, but I feel like he's just this young little shit, and I feel like he needs to just come spend a week with me and let me fucking just beat the shit out of him for a whole week to teach him manners. I gotta find his name.
Is it the guy who like bullies people?
Yeah, it's the one
that has his bodyguard.
Little shit.
Yeah,
dude.
And it's like a foreign bodyguard too, dude. He's like Uganda or
I don't even know how that's like that. How that's legal. Yeah. You know,
there's no way that it is, man. It's like almost like an assault, and then like someone threatening to
was it fight Jack you. Doherty?
Yep, Jack Doherty. And I went on to his kick stream the other day. Made me even more want to fucking like.
How old is he?
Probably like 21, 22. Dude, but he's just a shit, dude.
It's these dudes that are like, oh, Aiden got popular for being a shitbag. Well, let me be even more of a shitbag.
Yeah, have you seen this dude, Neon?
I think I know.
He's another little shit. Yeah.
It's weird, man. It's weird that
like they go around
streaming
and just fuck with people. Yeah. And it's like the rudest shit.
Like, how are they getting so popular?
But the thing is like, dude, you and I could literally take out both of their security guys. One of us could.
Yeah, easy.
Like instantly.
Yeah.
And I will have my hands on you. Like, that's like this whole like him getting in the way, like it will be a quick fucking swipe and then you're getting fucking a left jab right in the teeth. Like,
dude. No,
and that's the thing. Like, well, but I don't think they...
This kid looks like a chubby-faced version of the bad kid from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
He definitely is a child.
He's got like that broccoli
or
hair.
Like the kid, he's like the bully from A Christmas Story that lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that so many of these people that suck so much are so popular and they have such die-hard fans. Like, it's really weird. Every now and then...
It's disheartening.
Yeah, every now and then you'll see them like do something nice for somebody because they have so much money, but it's like it's not like a... They're not actually like just being nice. They're like, yeah, you know, fuck it. I got to do this thing because I suck so much. Like,
I
got to do a
going in on a stream.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell, like, here's the thing, this is not sustainable.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to fucking blow through all the money that he's made now. This whole thing's going to go away, or he's going to do something super stupid that's going to fuck him over.
Yeah.
And then it's going to, and then, he's going to be like on drugs and like just a fucking sleaze bag for the rest of his life. But like going on a stream, like he just has, he's renting this like bougie ass LA mansion. And he's got like 5, 6, 7 of his buddies that are living there. There's no furniture at all.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing, like they're not good to this house. It's like, dude, everything was trash. Like I watched him. He's in his room. His room's trash.
Most of them are like that.
It's
man.
All trash.
These really popular streamers, like they don't have shit in their houses, dude. Like they don't have like basic furniture or like basic nice things. They're just in like an empty house with like a few random chairs that like all their buddies sit in. It's really fucking weird.
Yeah. And he was live streaming a party that he was having and it was like disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
You think shit like this is like plants?
I don't know.
Like people, like they're just, people force them to become popular. Like it's like they're being pushed to do these things just for some who knows what reason.
I don't know. No, I think I think it's.
It just almost seems so unreal because it's so goofy. Like it's like this little random 12-year-old boy is just like literally assaulting people and has like a foreign bodyguard who threatens to beat them up after they've just got assaulted basically. And but there's like a slew of these kids that are popular. Like it's so weird.
That yeah, but I think that they're thrust into it, and then they get obsessed with the character, and they yeah. play into the character.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he probably didn't start out it like this, but he yeah. did something acting like an asshole, and it got a bunch of views.
Okay.
So he kept doing it.
That makes sense.
And
too.
And then yeah. now it's like now he has completely become that.
Yeah.
And is also like so spoiled that like again, like you're talking about, this kid has never really had to do anything hard in his life.
Yeah, probably like never even had a normal job.
No.
Yeah.
And he's 20, 21, 22. Yeah. Like he's never been pushed. He's yeah. never had to do something he didn't want to. He's like it's like yeah, well, that's going to give you a lot of character flaws.
Weird. Yeah. Weird stuff. Weird. Well, a lot of little famous
hopefully you survive boys. This commute, ladies and gentlemen. We, yeah. We love you for it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for closing your eyes all these times and just believing in us.
Yeah. Letting us guide you
yeah,
and on your drive to work.
And for those who probably crashed during those, sorry.
R.I.P.
I hope you're okay.
Or if you're
rest
not,
in peace for yeah. sure. Yeah.
You know.
Thanks we'll for listening. You. Thanks for being in the last, you know, thing you heard.
Much love.
It was us. All right. We love you. We'll see you next time.